The French Baroque composer Etienne Moulinier was born in Languedoc, a part of France that friends of ours have recently helped us begin to explore. He learned to read music as a boy soprano at the Narbonne Cathedral, and eventually, through the influence of his brother, became a music director at the court of Gaston d'Orléans, who was brother of the King Louis XIII. Now, since Moulinier's patron was an avowed enemy of the powerful Cardinal Richelieu, and therefore more or less estranged from his brother, and therefore from the king's court, unless his patron was either fleeing or fighting, he spent much of his time at his own court at Blois on the Loire River. There, Moulinier composed both sacred and secular music, and after his patron died, he returned to Languedoc, where he wrote mostly secular songs. The words for today's song summarize the beginning of the story in Matthew chapter 2, which tells of the Magi, or the kings or wise men, seeking the new baby so that they can honor this baby with significant presents. Now, some people have speculated that the gold from these men financed the Holy Family's flight to Egypt, likely to Alexandria, which had the largest Jewish population outside Jerusalem itself. This text is from the Antiphon, that song which precedes the Magnificat. All monasteries and cathedrals sang the Magnificat every day during Vespers, but each time they would use a different antiphon, one which is related to the theme of the liturgical day. This antiphon is sung on the Feast of Epiphany, as the words suggest. The antiphon lasts less than 2 minutes. It is composed for 5 voice parts and basso continuo. As today's email or the PDF associated with this meditation shows, although the music is brief, Moulinier creates interesting musical variety by changing the number of voices heard at any one time.
Yeah.